latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
As if yesterday wasn't exciting enough with the Daily Mail giving away free Lego, today they're not only giving away free Lego, it's a free Lego City police car. And you can get it from WH Smith and Toys R Us exclusively through the Daily Mail, unless you pay for it yourself, of course. But we'll have a look at some of the other headlines from Wednesday's newspapers in the UK. We'll stick with the Daily Mail to start us off. Why was internet predator not jailed is their main story. A Facebook paedophile who's described as every parent's nightmare has escaped being sent to jail. Timothy Story, 34, appeared the perfect middle-class husband, yet groomed hundreds of children on the social networking site, they say. The Daily Express: Yorkshire households raked in the equivalent of £85,000 a year during Britain's benefits bonanza. The worst scroungers were paid three times the average working wage by taxpayers. A Carolina Hearn is also in the Daily Express. TV star fights lung cancer. She's also vowed to continue to narrate Gogglebox as long as Gogglebox wants her. The Daily Mirror: Hunt for missing chef. Claudia police dig up the garden of a colleague. And that same story is covered by the Daily Star. Disappeared chef Claudia murder hunt. Police were last night quizzing an ex-colleague of missing university chef Claudia Lawrence, who vanished without trace 5 years ago. The Eye is also covering that story, and the Merry Waif of Windsor is the Daily Telegraph's front page. When he was given permission by the Queen to use Windsor Castle for a gala dinner, the Duke of Cambridge compiled a guest list which included Emma Watson, who's pictured in a rather large front page picture on the front page of the Telegraph. The Guardian: allegations that British troops were responsible for a series of war crimes after the invasion of Iraq are to be examined by the International Criminal Court. The Independent: Europe to Google, we want our privacy back. The European Court of Justice struck a major blow against the right of internet companies to hold unlimited information on individuals yesterday when it ordered Google to remove links that are deemed inadequate, irrelevant, or no longer relevant. The Sun: lung cancer nearly got me, is the Carolina Hearn exclusive, they say, or clearly not, because it's in another paper we've already discussed. And the Times also got Emma Watson on the front, and UKIP faces scandal over cash for Euro seats. You can check out all of these front pages yourself at the website xiteradio.com, where you can also download them to your computer, your tablet, or your smartphone. www.xiteradio.com.
In touch. In tune.
They've got the best presenters on the Costa Blanca.
Plays the music I like to listen to.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.